We are going to speak a bit about change because, of course, it is upon you. And we are going to use an expression that we have heard from you, which is, we believe we have this correctly, the grass is always greener on the other side of, we do not know what, but it is always greener on the other side. And we have always found that to be an interesting phrase, and we do understand what it means. But we want to add something that you might want to think about, and that is that if the grass that is best for you is blue, then it does not matter that the grass is greener on the other side, if that is not the color of grass you are supposed to be walking in. This is something that we see in connection with patterns. When you are caught in a pattern that is incredibly linear, even in terms of energy, then you are always doing that. The grass is greener here, it is better here. But sometimes that does not include an examination of where you are on your path and what is best for you. And if that is bluegrass, then that means you do not need to jump onto the greener grass on this side of your path. There must always be a space for you to understand the very best place for you to be. Now, none of this is about whether you are creating or ambitious. That is all good. But sometimes we focus on things, and it has that deadly belief system thing. If only this, this, and this happened, then I would be content in my green grass. And the conditional happiness is something we truly want to give up. We want to really be speaking with the heart, to ask what it is that the heart needs. And while we are responding to life in that way, then we will not really have to worry about where the grass is or even the color of it, because the heart will lead you on its path to the grass that you need to live your life in. So, if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a wind blow around your body and blow away any cemented ideas that may have kept you from moving well on your own path. The ideas that go with comparison, the ideas that come from the idea of climbing a ladder when you are actually here to complete one circle after the next. Accomplishment, great accomplishment happens in circles. Ladders bring frustration. So when you breathe, release those things that may have driven you, that may have judged you for where you are or who you are or how far you have gone. Give that to the wind. Let the wind blow that away from your life. Move your attention into your heart center, where the flame of your own spirit burns brightly. And look at the beauty of that flame and how it illuminates your heart and the wisdom in your heart. Feel an energy coming up from the earth to wash the chakra centers, the root, the second center, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which is now able to open to the greatest abundance and wisdom. Now moving into your heart, where the flame of your spirit burns, see that from your heart a path extends outward. Feel that path from your heart move out of your body and upward. Until the path has taken you very high. To your place where the gates open and your energy is repaired and renewed and nourished. And move upward until you find the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to be with your teacher. When you have spoken with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift for your heart. Rest the mind, know the gift. Mm-hmm. thank the teacher who has come here to be with you. And drink water from this place where you are. And feel the rain energetically of all that you need, all that you need to heal, all that you need to empower, all that you need to love. Coming down through the night sky with your gift for your heart. Thanking the teacher who's been here with you. Your gift to be above the circle you are with, but feel your heart open and feel your gift move easily and gently into your heart. And as a service for those who sit here with you, find a gift or a message. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, Open your eyes.